like I said, today on the Pub Landlord's Choice Show, I'm going to be sharing the story of a young man whose courage, love and selflessness left a lasting mark on everyone who heard his name. In July 2021, Callum Baker Osborne was just 18 years old and he lost his life in Poole after going to the aid of his young nieces and nephew, who were pulled into difficulty at the sea. This is, I met the family last week and I spoke to them and there was so much more to the story that I didn't know. All the children survived that day because of Callum's actions, but also because of Patrick, who's Callum's twin brother. Callum's twin brother and Patrick as well. So since then, his family has turned the unimaginable loss into something really positive. Every year, apart from last year, they bring people together through Callum's Day. And this is help. This is to help raise funds for the RNLI, I've got that in capital because I'm being dyslexic, and keeping Callum's spirit alive through community, kindness and togetherness. What I noticed last week when I went and visited the family was the family is so together. And even though I knew about the story of Callum, when I heard it from the family, it really moved us here. And when I told my colleagues at CHR, we really wanted to help Callum's family with Callum's Day. And I'm so honoured that they said, yeah, we can get involved. So we're going to talk about that in a bit. But I'm really honoured to be joined by Callum's two brothers, Patrick and Ryan. Hello, boys. Are you okay?
Good evening. How are you?
So that was Ryan, and Patrick is to the left of him.
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Brilliant. Thank you for trusting us with your story. And please know there's no pressure on you to say anything you're not comfortable with. So don't feel like you've got to give us loads of details if you don't want to, or you don't want to say anything because it's too hard, and it's still too hard with the memory, I should say. But before we talk about Callum's Day, could you please tell me a little bit about Callum as a brother, has a son to your mum who I met last week, and what was he like at home?
Callum was a lot of different people all in one person. He was a caring person. He was very helpful, but very mischievous and cheeky as well. And he pushed buttons that he knew he could push. But no matter what, he was always there for you. Whether he needed to act like a fool and make you laugh, or whether he needed to like just listen and speak when he needs to speak. He was brilliant at a lot of different things. But yeah, he always kept, especially when mum always kept her on her toes at all times.
Yeah, I mean, I just got to say that Callum and Ryan was as the youngest, ain't they?
Yeah.
So me being the youngest, I understand that mischievous bit. And I mean, Ryan, do you still do it now? You're a little bit, you don't get away with murder.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say get away with murder, but definitely mischievous.
Yeah.
You know, Callum was more of the, you know, I would say silly one, you know. And that's the thing Callum did, you know. He'd light up every single room he'd walk into. And every single person that met him knew who he was just by that smile, that laugh, because of the impact he left. And the impact he gave you still when he was here, the impact he gave on everyone, you know, from the littlest things to the biggest things. Everyone knew who Callum was for the way he was.
Yeah. I mean, he must have had a lot of friends, because the outpour of grief I remember reading about and hearing about back in 21 when it all happened was loads in that lot. What are the small things, everyday memories of him that still make you smile, Patrick?
Obviously with being so much older than him, like when he was younger, his dad used to work like all hours that God sent. So, and my older brothers, they help my mum out as much as they can, so it's kind of like left down to me and my two sisters to like entertain them as siblings, because we was a bit too young to be helping mum out with what she needed.
Yeah.
So like just watching them growing, that because I'd never been around twins like until the boys were born, and then when they came along, it was just like you'd see one of them do something and then they'd sit there and go, oh no, that weren't me, that was Ryan. And you're like, I just seen you do it. But then still convince it, like try and convince you that it wasn't them, it was the other one.
I was going to say, I'm glad you said about Ryan being Callum's twin, because I didn't know Callum had a twin. So Ryan, I wouldn't say how hard it's been for you since that fateful day. But having lost two brothers myself, I know, Patrick, how it feels for a brother to lose a brother.
Mm.
But how does it feel for a twin, Ryan? Because, I mean, when you look in the mirror, was you both identical, or?
We were very identical. Losing a twin brother, I'm not going to say it's any different to losing a brother, because how close this we are as a family, it's like, even though he was my twin, we were all close anyway.
Yeah.
It was just obviously, I wouldn't say harder for me, but I struggled a lot with the fact of, you know, sleeping in the bed again, because we shared everything from the day we were born to the day he obviously passed away. We shared everything down to clothes, shoes, bed, PlayStation, you know. So it was a lot harder to adjust my life to living on my own than living and growing with someone else, because me and him grew everything. So speaking about my problems, I'd go to him. Oh, I want to go down a rugby club. Oh, I'll come with you. You know, so it was just a lot harder adjusting my life to being and growing on my own instead of with someone.
And Patrick said that you used to blame each other. So here's a chance to confess. Did Callum ever get told off for something you did? And if everyone confessed, long as it's nothing, like, you can get arrested or anything. But
I can remember one time he did something to me, and I said I did it to myself, so we never got in trouble.
Oh, bless you. Well, my brother next to me, he used to always do things to me, but I never took. I always said it was him. I wouldn't take it out. You know what I mean? There. So. On my screen, you can't see it because obviously it's radio. I've got Callum's Days 2026 poster up, because in 18th of July you are doing Callum's Day again this year.
Yes.
Like you said, last year you had a year off because the family needed to grieve.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you said that you're a real close family, because when I got invited to your mum's home last week, I was expecting your mum and maybe one or two of you. God, there's loads of you. I started to panic.
That's
thinking, oh, I know.
That is every single day.
And you were so close. I said to my, when I went home, I spoke to my wife, I said, they were so close. It was brilliant to see. But when you see the poster here of Callum's Day 2026, 18th July, what goes through your mind as brothers when you see him here on the fantastic leaflet we're going to put on our website?
It still seems surreal. It seems surreal that the reason why we're doing it is because it's not here no more. I don't think we'll, as a family, we'll ever adjust to that fact. Like, even sometimes we just think, we'll go pop in mums and see Sean, Ryan and Callum. And it takes you half a minute to realise that Callum won't be there. But the support that we've had from family, friends, Pinley Rugby Club, and the weirdest one is people we never knew that knew Callum. And like, a lot of people have come to us and they've like said they remember this about Callum and this and whatnot. But we've seen so many pictures of like random people that we know and we didn't think Callum knew, but they've got pictures of them together and that. So it proves that like that they're not just saying, oh, they've seen him and then making out they know it. He made a massive impact on so many different people, and he will be remembered.
Before I move on to some more questions, I just want to ask you, Patrick, because this part of the story I didn't know. I knew about Callum because obviously I read it in the paper in 2021. I was following the story because he jumped into sea to save his nephew and nieces.
Mm.
And I thought that's what he did, and that was the story. Sadly, he lost his life saving his nephew and nieces. But when I went round to meet the family last week, you was just as much a big hero, wasn't you? Because you out say some nephew and nieces.
I don't like to say that way. And from what I've seen, it was my mum, my daughter, and a young lad, and they seemed to be in like a work. They was all in a bad situation, but they seemed to be in a slightly worse. They was going towards like a whirlpool kind of thing, and my initial thought was to save my daughter and save my mum.
Yeah.
So I just, that was it. Off I went.
and you did save him, which is brilliant. And again, I did looking in from afar, reading the stories, what I seen in the paper, listening to the news, it didn't give the full story, because I didn't realise that you was only paddling in the water.
Yeah.
None of you was out there swimming because I think your sister was saying the water was no higher than her knees.
Yeah.
I mean, then to get took by the riptide, it's shocking. It's shocking when you hear it and you read about it. But when you actually hear from your family members what told me about it, it happened in a flash of an eye, didn't it? It just one minute you was there was paddling, the next minute, the unimaginable happened, didn't it?
Yeah, well, we're so used to going to like Skegness and Blackpool and that on family holidays, and if you look at the sea, like in Blackpool or Skegness or whatnot, you'll see the tide and it'll be moving in a certain way, and then we made a decision like let's go somewhere different. So we think about Bournemouth, but then we seen Broccoli Park, so we decided to go there. It said there was a beach on site and everything else like that, but the difference between the beach at Broccoli was if you look at the tide on top. Underneath the tide's going the complete opposite way, so it's like the top bit's pushing your body one way but the bottom bit's sweeping your feet twice as quick the opposite direction.
And that didn't show, did it, on the surface of the water, did it?
No.
It just looked calm.
Yeah.
I mean, I seen the video which your sister showed, I'm really sorry, I can't remember your sister's name, she showed me it, and when there's paddling and it just looked like normal sea. So I mean, like I said, it's when you hear about Callum, it's only a bit of the story. I mean, Patrick, I think you need to be thanked as well, because like I said, you did put yourself in danger. You did save your mum, your daughter and your sister. And I didn't know that your mum and your sister was unconscious when you got them out of the water.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much more to his story, but thank you. Thank you for just doing it. I mean, also thank them for Callum. I was speaking to your mum and the rest of your family last week. And they said he'd have done it anyway, because that's the sort of person he was.
Oh, no, knowing the outcome, if he had to do it again, he'd 100% do it again, would have been a happy.
Even if it weren't family.
Yeah.
He would have gotten there.
I'd about to say, so would you, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't see somebody in danger and not help.
No. You both said earlier how incredibly proud you are of him. But what does that pride mean to you today? So when you think about Callum and what he sacrificed, how does that make you feel today?
I don't think words can really describe how you feel. Like every day without him is a struggle, and it does make you emotional a lot of the time. But knowing the person he was and the sacrifice he made, it you can't help but smile. So to be fair, it goes from his dad and mum, because we've got different dads, but his dad and my mum, the way they raised him and that, they did it right.
Ryan went. He was looking out for was something. Was looking out for was something. You seen him grow up doing and you doing as a family. You always look out for other people.
Yeah. See, growing up, a lot of people say people in our generation don't have much respect and stuff for other people. But with my mum, she set it straight. You respect others. You respect elders. If someone needs help, you help. You know, the simplest things we got taught growing up. And Callum alone was the most respectful person that I've ever met or even knew. You know, there was one day, there was an old man walking down the street. He looked cold, shivering. Callum got his own pair of gloves, took them to the man and went, have these, use a cold. I can go get myself more, look after yourself. My mum's still got the video of that happening, and it just shows you the person Callum was. And if an inch of bit of what Callum had was in everyone in the world would be such a better place.
That's a fantastic thing to say, mate. We're going to play one of Callum's favourite songs, which is Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, and we're going to come back and carry on talking after this. That's okay with you two?
Yeah, that's perfect.
You're listening to Coventry Oxford Radio here on the Pub Landlord's Choice. We are joined by Patrick and Ryan, who is Callum's brothers. So keep tuned. We'll be back after this.
Fancy hearing your favourite song? Give us a call, free from your bedside phone, on Star 800.
In July, I think the week before Callum's Day, I'm going to invite a lot of Callum's family in. And on the Pub Landlord's Choice Show, we're going to have an hour just dedicated to Callum's favourite songs and say some more stories about him. But before we do that, you've turned this massive loss into something really positive by doing Callum's Days. So we had last year off, but you did it the year before. Callum Day has become such a positive family focused event. How did the idea first come about?
It was first because, obviously, when we was in Poole looking for Callum, we spent 5 days there looking for him. And we seen the massive efforts that the Aaron Allian that went through to try and bring him back to us. And we just wanted to give him a little thank you back. And we wanted it, like, because there was a lot of Callum's friends and family and that all said the same kind of thing. They'd love to give something back to him. So that's when we decided to do Callum's Day. And it's just been a massive success. And it's nice to see, like, although Callum's not here, the amount of happy faces that he puts on. Like, we get to see that every year that we do it. Like, just happy faces, and it's beautiful.
And I've got to say, the RNLA are the lifeboats. So that's the lifeboat charity, you know, what went out and saved them. Why is it important that the day feels joyful with music, the massive football tournament you do, and families getting together? So why is that really important that you make it joyful?
Because that just sums up Callum, really. He's just that's what he was. He never really took much serious. He always wanted to be happy. He always wanted to be smiling. He always wanted to see everybody around him in the same kind of mood as him. So yeah, it sums up Callum more than anything else could.
Which is brilliant. I mean, this year you're going to be hosting it at Pinley Rugby Club again, and that really adds to the community feel. How important is it to you as a family that it has a lot of support in the community?
So Pinley was my rugby club. I can't currently play. Okay. But from around the age of 12, we started playing rugby down there. And the best way to put it is, it's my second family. When Callum passed away, the amount of support that club gave us, you know, the amount of help they've helped, you know, we had the funeral after, well, the wake there, you know, we done a couple of, like, balloon releases there, and it's just a massive family. So much support through that club, and the amount of support they've given the family, and just friends as well. It's just a massive community that is just made of pure love. And Callum loved it down there. You know, Callum was down as much as he could get down there, and it just feels right. Because it feels a part of Callum still there. You know, we've got a tree down there that was planted by the club themselves, and a bench put there.
Oh, wow.
And it's obviously the trees grow, and the bench is, people sit on there watching the game sometimes. You know, even if you want to go up on there throughout the weekday, you can sit there and just have a conversation, and part of Callum is still in that club.
It's just brilliant. So like I said, Callum's Day this year, Callum's Day 2026, is on the 18th of July. And it's at the Pinley Rugby Club, which is in Wycombe, Coventry. You got things happening. You've got some stores. You're going to have some games. Bouncing castles. You're going to have food. The football tournament, which is, I know, really, really well received, isn't it, in the area. Tombola. And there's going to be so much more to be announced. And I'm happy to say that here at Coventry Hostel Radio, we're generally very happy and proud to be part of such a special day for yous. I mean, I can't wait to be part of it. I mean, I've watched it from afar, and like I said, I've read about the story from afar, and I just think, for us, it's what we are. We're a community. We're a community radio station. We're a hostel radio station, and it's going to be brilliant for us to be part of Callum's Day. So thank you so much from us for letting us do it.
No, thank you.
As a family, we really appreciate the support you've given us as well.
Nothing compared to what you lot have given the community, I tell you. When the day comes to close on the 18th of July, and you look around, what do you hope people take away with them from that day?
Just more happy memories, and just, like, because there'll be stuff there to do with the Aaron Alloy. A massive thing for us would be to take away some a little bit more knowledge about the scene, just a little bit more of awareness, so no other families have to go through the same kind of thing.
Another thing is, obviously, with Callum's Day, we're trying to bring more memories. You know, as a family, we're going to be making memories as well. But the day is also for other families to make memories and to take their memories in. Because as a family, you don't know how short life is, and you don't know how many days and memories you're going to make with certain people. So it is just to bring people closer and to make everyone appreciate, you know, the funness, the community to come together and show love, happiness, and like Pat said, take away knowledge of the RNLI and of the water anywhere, not just down there, anywhere, any country, just to see all together, any piece of water, how dangerous it can actually be.
At the end of Callum's day, how much are you hoping to raise this year? Have you got a figure in mind you'd like to hit?
We always aim to do better than the year before, but it doesn't matter really how much it is. It's just nice to give something back to the RNLI, and they just appreciate any kind of donation. We do appreciate the money that we raise, but we appreciate seeing people happy more and seeing people enjoying the day and knowing that Callum's brought this together.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said to you, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I'm so happy that CHR can be part of the day. I think you two are really proud. I think you two are really brave to come on my show because I'm rubbish. And my love and respect go to all your family, especially your mum, because like I said, when I met her last week, she was so strong.
Yeah.
And when they was all talking about it in the room, and just like tonight, you two have been so strong talking about it. And here's me holding back because I find it so emotional just listening to it. So I don't know how, like I said, I don't know how you do it. But thank you for coming in. You're gonna come in again next month. We're going to talk about Callum's Day again. And like I said, the week before the 18th of July, we are going to have a specials pub landlord's choice where for the last hour of my show, we're going to get loads of you in and we're going to talk a bit about Callum and play loads of his music. How's that sound, boys?
That sounds absolutely brilliant. Perfect.
But again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for letting CHR be part of it, because we just want to help.
Right.
And you will be able to listen. You will be able to find out more details about Callum's Day 2026 on Facebook. If you put in Callum's Day 2026 on Facebook, it will pop onto his page, and you'll be able to see the leaflet I'm looking at now. I'll also get the leaflet put onto our website, so you can go to CoventryHostelRadio.org, and we'll have it on our website somewhere. Also, we'll be running promotions for it from now until Callum's Day, telling you when it is, what it's about. Hopefully, we can help raise quite a lot of money for the lifeboats, what's the letting again?
RNLI.
RNLI. Oh, see, being dyslexic, it's rubbish. The RNLI charity. But I also know as well, you do give local charities some money as well, don't you? You do support local charities around the area as well. It's not just lifeboats. You do give a little bit to local charities.
Well, We don't personally, so we're purely for the RNLI, but there has been some charity events down Pinley.
Yeah.
For obviously after my friend Shay, they're doing another one for Kane that's coming up soon. I don't know what date.
Okay.
But they go mainly, well, purely to a mental health group, because we support that as a family as well, because you know it's very close to home with us as well. So we do support the events, but obviously Callum's event is purely to the RNLI.
Okay, brilliant. Boys, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I admire you as individuals and as a family. Patrick, thank you for doing what you did. I hope that I could have the courage to do that if I seen someone in distress in that lot. But you never know, do you, until that day. But boys, thank you so much. We'll speak after this.